Increasingly, people are ignorantly adding question marks to sentences containing indirect questions, which is a bit depressing. The reason isn't hard to find. Blame the famous upward inflection caught by all teenage viewers of Neighbours in the past 20 years. Previously, people said, "you know," and "know what I'm saying," at the end of every sentence. Now they don't bother with the words and just use the question marks to save time. Everything ends up becoming a question. I'm talking about statements. It's getting quite annoying. But at least it keeps the question mark alive, so it can't be all bad. Unsurprisingly, Gertrude Stein wasn't a fan of the question mark. "It is evident," she wrote in a paragraph with minimal punctuation, a couple of commas and the final full stop, "that if you ask a question, you ask a question, but anybody who can read at all knows when a question is a question. I never could bring myself to use a question mark. I always find it positively revolting, and now very few do use it." She wrote that in 1935, but those of us brought up with the question mark ethic are actually horrified when a direct question is written without a question mark, as in, for example, the film title, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Unmarked questions left dangling in this way make me feel like an old-fashioned headmaster waiting for a child to remember his manners. "And?" I keep wanting to say. "And?" Inverted commas, or speech marks, or quotes, have taken a long time to evolve. Until the beginning of the 18th century, quotation marks were used in England only to call attention to sententious remarks. Then, in 1714, someone had the idea of using them to denote direct speech, and by the time of the first edition of Henry Fielding's Tom Jones in 1749, inverted commas were used by printers both to contain the speech and to indicate all the way down the left-hand margin when speech was going on. Since the 18th century, we've standardised the use of quotation marks, but only up to a point. Readers are obliged to get used to the idea from an early age that double or single is a question not applicable only to beds, tennis, and cream. We see both double and single quotation marks every day, assimilate both, and try not to think about it. Having been trained to use double quotation marks for speech, however, with singles for quotations within quotations, I grieve to see the rule applied the other way round. With the poor apostrophe already confusing people so much, a sentence that begins with a single quote and contains an apostrophe after three or four words is quite confusing typographically, because you automatically assume the apostrophe is the closing quotation mark. Open single quote. "I was at St. Thomas, apostrophe, hospital, close single quote," she said.